Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Mathis Media Hub Radio. Today I have a very exciting guest. This is her second time on, and I'm so excited. Iris Kodori Rizaba, designer, lighting designer. Iris Design Studio was created in 2003 by Iris. She hails from a notable and longstanding family of designers. Wow, grew up in a family. Having visited more than 50 countries, Iris began her journey into the world of design at Central St. Martin's College of Art and Design in London. So she spurred on by her determination and desire as an original vision, knowledge, and experience accumulated over the years and a small amount of luck. Iris looks forward to continuing her creative venture, designing quality products for people to experience and enjoy worldwide. Wow, what a bio. That was a mouthful, Iris. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Mather. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to talk about you, your passion. Let's talk about your design studio. So we're going to start with, I know we started before with how you got started, but just to refresh, you know, the minds of people who tuned in today, how did it begin for you, the design business? Is this something that you've always wanted to do, or is something that just came about as you were growing up?
Well, Joanne, every time we talk, it's been, I'm looking back and I think, I don't remember what I actually wanted because, you know, growing up, you want a lot of things. You want to be a stewardess.
Yeah.
You want to be, one day you want to be a clothing designer. And, but I always liked, aesthetics. And eventually I went to study design, hoping to be a jewelry designer. But at Central St. Martin's, the first year, it was called the foundation year. And then you study for a short amount of time, a week or something, if I'm not wrong. You study the different kinds of design for the first year, for the first semester only. And then you choose what you want to do your degree in. And I really liked the product design teacher. I thought he was very impressive. I thought he was more intelligent. I went to study that. And, when I think about it, product design is also the most difficult in terms of finding a job, nobody really needs product designers. You need them once. You design one product, and then the manufacturer can produce that product. If it's a good one, he would produce it for years and years. He doesn't really need you anymore.
I see.
And unless you develop your own line, probably you're not going to make a lot of money or any money. And when I started, it wasn't even a profession that was considered something that you would want to study. It wasn't on people's minds. Now there are many product designers, many architects who turn into product designers and they design furniture and so on. But go ahead.
So you're saying that the best thing to do as a product designer is to do like you did, open your own business, right?
Yes, you need to open your own business and do your own thing. And then either you turn into more of the art design, you know, language where you design one chair and you sell it for a lot of money. But you need to get noticed and you need to get attention. Or you go into manufacturing, which is what I did, and you study that and you develop that and then the amount of time and, you know, the attention, and not to mention the money that you have to put into producing one product is enormous. But
right.
At the end of the day, you would get a line of products that are all yours, yours to sell, yours for people to like, and each one of them is like a child. Yeah, you invested so much in it, so it has to be. So,
sure.
Yeah.
So when did the, okay, so you design lighting, different lighting. How did that come about, and is that a part of product design?
Yes, it is. When I was at Central St. Martin's, every project that I received that was an open project, I chose to do it with lighting. Every time there was something with lighting, I loved it. And for my final project, it was called the client project. So various companies came over to the college and offered us to do a project for them. And they managed the project, and I chose the lighting project. And at that point, I knew that this is where I'm heading. For sure, it was great. It was really great, and I did the La Paz fixture. My father was a manufacturer, so he helped me produce the first prototype. Yeah, and it wasn't a model; it was an actual lamp. So that was my first.
I'm looking at. Okay. I'm sorry I'm cutting you off. It's because I could barely hear you, and I thought you were finished. But go right ahead. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
So what I was going to say is I was going to direct people to your website, which is www.irisdesignstudio.com. And I wanted to comment on how innovative, the lighting in here is stunning, beautiful. So,
Thank you.
Absolutely. It's so different. I love the one that's shaped with, it's like round but cut out flat with the bulbs, light bulbs going around it. That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. And so,
thank you.
Yeah. So you really studied, there's a lot of different things that go into lighting. Designing your own lighting. You did product design, manufacturing, and what else goes with that? Because it seems like you have to cover the whole design spectrum.
I designed the website, and I designed all the graphics, the logo, every printed material that comes out of the company, and also many of my clients, I do interior design for them. I design their homes. I design them I do that in my native home in Israel, and that everything I do has design in it. And I'm very fortunate to do that because most people do design as only a part of their work, their day work. But I actually design all the time. It's just that designing a product, the idea takes a certain amount of time, but developing it takes a very, very long time. And I see selling it as a part of the design process because you need to respond to the customers and then they ask you customizations until the product gets into a finished product that you know people like and they use. And everything that you see, I designed it. And that's why it's called Irish Design Studio. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Iris, you're a business manager. You're an interior decorator. You're a website designer. and you design your own lighting. So, wow, touche to you. I think that is fantastic. I really do. Yeah, because as you said, many people don't cover the whole spectrum of design. They're either an interior designer or a business manager, but you just compelled everything together. That's really impressive.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well,
absolutely.
You know, I'm not getting any younger, but you know, there are always downsides. I mean, you do spend a lot of time designing, and then it takes something off you. You don't do just one thing and let other people do it. And
right.
So, for example, marketing, branding is something that you study as you go. And there's a price for it. I mean, you don't take someone who already does that and he's a specialist in that, and you need to study it, and you study it with time. And, the price really is time. Things take longer. But then they are yours. They are completely yours. Mm-hmm.
You think a person should know every aspect of their business, right? I mean, they should know the marketing. They should know everything, right?
Yes, I think for sure, especially for small businesses, and this world is heading towards small businesses. We're all eventually entrepreneurs, and we're going to have to be because there's no room for someone who cannot navigate and do a few things. So,
That's absolutely right. So have you ever thought of anything outside of design, maybe when you were younger or anything recently? Have you thought about expanding your company in another direction, or you're just doing all aspects of design?
Well, I can tell you that as a business owner, I think about it every day. I mean, it's hard to manage your own business, and you always think, okay, you know, what am I going to do if I can't manage the business anymore, if it's not working? Because there's always that fear. You take of your finance from head to toe. You don't get a salary. You need to do everything.
Right.
And you look back, and there's nobody there. There's only you.
Yep.
So every day I think about it, and I think, what else can I do? There's always in my mind that thought, that what happens if something goes wrong? I'm not sure I can be a waitress, you know. I can definitely sell in the store. But what else I can do? I always think of, you know, I look at this world is going virtual. And maybe I can work in a .com company and do website design. I always think about it, and you know, things always look glorious when you look at them from the outside. You think, oh, that would be great, working for a company for a .com company. That would be great. But I guess when you do that, and you look at people like me, and you think, wow, that's great. They do everything, and you know.
But Iris, you know what I think? I think that you come this far in your business. You put so much passion and hard work in your business. I think you're creative enough to add on something that, you know, whatever that might be, whenever that time comes, I'm sure it will be something that relates to your business or something you're doing now. I can't, you know, dot-com companies are fine, but once you've owned your own business and worked as hard as you worked, or anyone who owns a small business, that's kind of hard to step into also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. It's true.
Yeah.
It's only a thought, you know, but most people need that security of knowing what's going to be tomorrow. And I'm no different. You know, but I don't have that. So I always think, okay, if I don't have what I have now, what else can I do? Else can I? So that maybe that thought that runs in my mind every day.
Yeah.
That thought is helping me carry on and saying, okay, maybe I can add another field of design. Maybe I can do this. Maybe I can do that.
That's right.
Maybe I can develop a new line, a new product.
Uh-huh.
That helps me carry on.
Wow. Well, we're going to go to commercial, and when we come back, we'll be talking to Iris Kodori Rosenbaugh. So hold on.
Here is a well-documented fact. Humans spend approximately 33% of life in bed. That's a good reason to consider bringing your bed into the 21st century with Function All Linens. They'll change your bedtime forever. Designed for every kind of bedtime you can imagine, these fun and functional bed sheets have his and her side pockets that hold pretty much everything but the kitchen sink. The pockets allow you to have your cell phone, iPad, remotes, and anything else you need within your fingertips' reach at all times. No more cluttered nightstands. No more fumbling around in the dark. Simply reach for your pocket. Experience the affordable comfort and pure luxury that only Function All Linens can offer. For more information or to order, visit functionall-linens.com or bedazzle.com.
Welcome back to Mathis Media Hub Radio. We're talking to Iris Kodori Rosenbaugh. And Iris, I did want to ask you this. Now, between the interior design and the website design and designing your lighting, which do you favor the most? Which do you really love to do? Or is it all of them?
With the lighting, I think I would, the first thing that comes into my mind that this is my favorite, designing products, designing lighting fixtures. But at the same time, there are aspects, interior design is very, very easy for me. I mean, I walk into a room and I know how it's going to be. I know what is needed for it to make it beautiful. And the good thing about this work is working with people. You know, I work with people. I walk them through a certain period of their lives where they get to spend their savings to build their dream home. And it's very exciting. It's the human aspect of it. It's a lot of psychology, and it's great. And with website design, I think I'm addicted to web features, web design, web programs. I think it calms me. It really calms me doing that. So I can't really say it's just the lighting. I think it's all aspects, for sure. It's the lighting puts a frame on it because it's not just a singular product, but I do need the interior design for it because the interior design helps me understand how people buy lighting. What do they need in their home lighting? What do they need that when they buy something unique for their home? What are they searching for? And that helps me think of the client when I'm designing the next fixture, and not just my inspiration, but also the functionality of it. And with the website design is the same. Is I look at it as a manufacturer, as a consumer, and how do people like to see things? I think I like all of them. They're all complementing each other.
Yeah. Now, for people who are listening in right now, and let's say people in college or getting their bachelor's, master's, or whatever the case may be, in product design or manufacturing or interior design, what is some advice that you can give to them about starting their own business or about being out in the world, period?
Okay. Well, people who study design and art in general are more dreamy And I can tell you that the most important thing that they need to study is how to do business. And you can't study that, but you need to understand you're going to have a certain period in your life where you're going to be searching how to design your own things and turn it into a business. And that's the most difficult part, because as a designer, you're an artist in your heart, and you want to do your own thing, but you need to do it in the real world. And if you're not going to take that time to learn how things work, how your industry, your business works, then you're going to have a lot of heartache. I mean, you're going to have it anyway. But if you if you know that's going to happen, that you're going to have that period, I think it's you'd be more relaxed. You know, you'll see it as part of the learning process. And I think that's the best advice I could give. Just take that
because
time.
Because you think that, I was going to say, you feel that they should also, like, take a business course or something like that.
I think so, yeah. I mean, you need to know accounting. You need to know what to do, and you need to know marketing. You need to know who are your customers. And even if you work for someone else, you need and you want to start your own business one day, maybe that's part of your learning process. And and you need to know that. You need to be prepared.
So, Iris, you said it says here you hail from a notable and longstanding family of designers. So that means like your parents, and you were brought up in design. So what did your parents do as a designer, a designer, rather?
My grandfather was a painter. And he was a painting. He was a painting teacher as a young man, and then he didn't have. He didn't have the opportunity of making a living out of painting, so he started painting signs. At that point in time, you know, if you wanted, he had a little store or a restaurant, and you needed a sign, somebody had to paint it for you and do the graphics for you. It was all done by hand. So he did that, and my father developed it into a business, and it was a very big business, a successful business. And I grew up into it. I grew up into seeing how it turns into a big business, and how then they had to design and develop new products to stay in the market, to design, you know, information stations, everything to do with information, basically, and then with, you know, flat screens, with touch screens where you can print things for the public. So design units like that. Everything they touched was basically design and learning how to produce it. So for me, it was, I think, just a guidance of how things work. And I carried that on. I kept on doing the same thing, but my way.
Wow. That's really great, because a lot of people don't get that opportunity or have that, parents pushing you towards something that you really, really like to do. You know, a lot of people grow up in a family that says, oh, I think you should be this and that and the other, and their heart is really set, you know, another way or something else. But it sounds like you've really been influenced positively by your parents. That's really great.
Thank you. Actually, I can tell you that I decided to add the interior design aspect after my father passed away 7 years ago, and I didn't really want to take care of the business. It was very difficult, and I thought, okay, maybe I should work with people. And I did leave the lighting design for a while on the side. I mean, I kept on producing lighting fixtures, but I didn't really develop new products. But the interior design really helped me. It's nice.
Wow.
I see it as a lot of fun, and I enjoyed it so much. And then I could see what people are looking for. And I could
exactly.
see that this is what I do best. I design lighting.
Yeah.
And
have you had any difficult customers that didn't, well, difficult is not a good word, for lack of a better word, but who are indecisive or they're not sure about using new colors, et cetera, et cetera. Do you find that in customers?
I find most people do not adjust well to changes. And with interior design, if they buy a new home, in their mind, they either have an image of, oh, my neighbors have this, I want that, and sometimes it doesn't fit into their home, or they want
That's
so
right.
many things and they cannot put it in their home, or vice versa. They have a big home and they don't have, you know, they want too much of an empty space, and it takes time to explain to them, you know, you're not going to have that.
Yeah.
Once you move into a new home, your life
mm-hmm.
is going to be different. The way you organize your things are going to be different. If your
right.
kids just left home and you're moving into a new house and you have less rooms, but you actually don't need that much space. You're moving into a condo. You don't need that much storage space. And, you know,
right.
these people, they're always worried about not having enough closets. But you don't have three kids living with you anymore. You don't need so many closets.
That's
why you're
true.
Moving into
you're
a
right.
condo, right? Remember?
Right.
So, that's the most difficult part, explaining to people that their lives are going to change.
Yeah.
The new house is designed differently, and
mm-hmm.
you're going to use things differently. And the interior is just a reflection of that. So, yeah.
That's right. Well, mm-hmm. our time is come to a close.
Oh, wow.
You know, I am so happy that you're back on. And I'm so happy that my audience got an opportunity to hear about, you know, your design studio and, you know, how you got started with it, and also your passion and conviction to what you are doing. So it was really nice to hear, Iris, and I thank you so much for being on again.
Thank you, Joanne. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And again, Iris's website is www.irisdesignstudio.com. She is an interior designer as well as a website designer as well as a lighting designer. So she does design all around and completely. So if you get Iris, you'll know that, hey, I'm going to get everything done beautifully because she does beautiful, beautiful work. You should take a look at it. All right, Iris, have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day, and I hope to hear from you soon.
I hope so too, Joanne, and thank you for inviting me back. I really enjoyed it.
Very good. Take care. See you later. I want to thank everyone for listening in. Iris Gregory Rizenbaugh, designer, lighting designer, interior designer, and website designer. So she'll be back on the show in the future to let us know what else she has added to the wonderful things she has done. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. This has been a Mathis Media Hub production.